Penguin Audio presents A Singular Woman, The Untold Story of Barack Obama's Mother by Jani Scott. Read by January Lavoie. I think sometimes that had I known she would not survive her illness, I might have written a different book. Less a meditation on the absent parent, more a celebration of the one who was the single constant in my life. Barack Obama, Dreams from My Father, preface to the 2004 edition. Prologue. I am the son of a black man from Kenya and a white woman from Kansas. Barack Obama, March 18th, 2008. The photograph showed the son, but my eye gravitated toward the mother. That first glimpse was surprising. The stout, pale-skinned woman in sturdy sandals, standing squarely a half step ahead of the lithe, darker-skinned figure to her left. His elastic band body bespoke discipline, even asceticism. Her form was well padded, territory ceded long ago to the pleasures of appetite and the forces of anatomical destiny. He had the studied casualness of a catalog model in khakis at home in the viewfinder. She met the camera head-on, dressed in hand-loom textile, dyed the color of indigo, a silver earring half-hidden in the cascading curtain of her dark hair. She carried her chin a few degrees higher than most. His right hand rested on her shoulder lightly. The photograph, taken on a Manhattan rooftop in August 1987, and emailed to me 20 years later, was a revelation and a puzzle. The man was Barack Obama at age 26, the community organizer from Chicago on a visit to New York. The woman was Stanley Ann Dunham, his mother. It was impossible not...